Much of the world continues to mourn the passing of Pope John Paul II. At the Vatican today, St. Peter's Square is jammed with tens of thousands of people lining up for one last glance at the man some are already calling John Paul the Great. And as the College of Cardinals prepares to pick a new pope, Day Today's Karen Grigsby Bates reports on what influence, if any, American Catholics will have.
In 1993, John Paul II addressed millions of young people in Denver when that city was the venue for World Youth Day, an annual international gathering of young Catholics. The pontiff was greeted like a rock star, despite his sometimes sober message.
In my pastoral visits to the church in every part of the world, I have been deeply moved by the almost universal conditions of difficulty in which young people grow up and live, and where material conditions are at least adequate, other obstacles arise, not the last of which is the breakdown of family values and stability.
That breakdown among the non-clerical faithful has weakened America's influence within the Vatican, says Paul Bauman, editor of Commonweal, a national magazine on religion and religious issues. This contrasts with earlier decades when American clout at the Vatican was evident.
Historically, it's true that the United States has been one of the Vatican's most generous financial supporters. And so in the last century, certainly, there was a lot of attention paid to American cardinals and their views for that reason.
Paul Bauman says American financial support is not as essential as it once was, and European religious authorities look at America and hope their countries don't go in its direction.
To the extent that the United States seems to represent the leading edge of secularism in the world, of what a secular society is likely to look like, I think that many of the cardinals look with a skeptical eye at the United States.
Although individual American cardinals may command the respect of the Vatican and their cardinal peers from other parts of the world, the public scandals that have rocked the American church have badly dented this country's prestige. Sister Catherine Patton directs the National Pastoral Life Center, also in New York. It's devoted to bridging factions within the church, nationally and internationally. Sister Catherine says in her conversations with Catholic officials from around the globe, the tensions of secular political life have seeped into the church.
There's also great resentment in many European countries, and I think it's also in the church, of the kind of hegemony that the United States has in the world, and certainly with the way we have been wielding that influence. Our attitude toward the Third World and Third World debt, the way we have really struggled with the United Nations, all of those issues are ones on which the Holy See and certainly many, many other countries of the world resent us at this point.
As a result, she says, Americans may influence the election of the new pope, but not as a power block.
I think the conclave will be looking toward the worldwide church. They will be assessing the needs of the church, especially in the growth sectors in Latin America and in Africa. I think the Asian cardinals will be trying to speak the needs of their part of the world. And I think we're going to take our place within that, not as major, major players.
Just like the rest of us, Vatican handicappers will know who the major players were in the new pontiff's election only after the traditional white smoke wafts up from the Vatican and the new pope is presented to the world. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News, Los Angeles.